Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sorry, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you just do one thing. You just put me on speaker onto your mobile phone first. I'll
yes,
let you
sure.
know.
Sorry.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, I can hear you then.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you put me on speaker onto your mobile phone.
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah. Now what you need to do one thing, sir.
Yes.
You need to go to your home screen and swipe your screen right to left. There will be a red Any Desk application. The red icon with the white diamond. You need to open that.
Yes, I'm having trouble with this. I don't know what I'm going to do here, but anyway.
Okay.
I really don't know what I'm doing, to tell you the truth.
Okay, tell me what you can see. What you can see onto your mobile phone.
Hang on, wait a minute. I've got three drops. What am I going to do now?
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Look at the very bottom onto your mobile phone. There will be a circle or a square button at the very bottom on your screen. Can you see in the middle bottom, there will be a square button?
Yeah, so the three.
Yeah, press that button. Press that button.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Now, once you press that button, now what you need to do, you need to just simply swipe the screen right to left.
Yes. And what am I looking for?
Red Any Desk application. Look all the icons one by one. There will be a red icon with the white diamond which you have installed, which my colleague has simply tried to install you. The red Any Desk application. The red icon with the white diamond inside it.
What is it, a red icon?
The red icon, like a red Any Desk application. Do you see that? Okay, read the name of the applications one by one, which you can see on the mobile phone.
Okay, down the bottom here. Is that what you mean, down the bottom of the phone?
No, not at the bottom. You're not understanding. Can you see on the mobile phone, there are lots of applications. Do you see the lots of applications?
Look at the monitor. I'm just sort of talking
about it. Okay, give me a moment. I'm connecting this call to the previous guy. He'll just simply help you to get connected.
Hello. Yes. Sir, in your cell phone.
I'm sorry. You've got a lot of background noise, mate. I can't hear
you. Oh, sorry. Just hang on, okay? Just hang on. Can you hear me right now, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Now, sir, in your cell phone, you have a red color icon called Any Desk. ANYDESK. Any Desk.
I can't
pick it up. It's not. Okay. Can I give you a simple way? Can you please go to your Google in your cell phone?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got it.
Are you in the Google?
Yes.
Now, in the Google search box, just type over there, www
Hang on, wait a minute. So, I'm sorry. This is getting worse and better.
No problem. No problem. I understand.
Okay. www.
Then type over there A for Apple, letter A.
Yes. A.
And No. You need to type over there any A for Apple,
yeah.
N for November, and Y for yellow,
yeah.
D for doctor,
yeah.
E for elephant.
ESK, that's okay.
Yeah, ESK.com.
.com. What's happening here? Hang on. Okay.
Now search it.
Yes, it's open.
Click on open.
Press open?
Yeah, press open. Now, what do you see after click on open?
Yeah, I've got permission files, default, screen sharing, full access.
They're not touch anywhere, okay? They're not do anything, okay? Let me connect you from our secure server, okay? If you got any notification, just let me know, okay?
It's come up security warning.
Okay, you will see a start now option over there. If you got it, click on start now.
Start.
Yeah, click on that. Click on it.
Yeah.
Now, hang on, okay?
Yeah. Now, as it is connected to the security server, now you just simply need to do one thing, leave the mobile phone as it is. All right. Now, you just tell me, is your computer is on right now?
Yeah, it's on. It's okay. I'll put the PIN number in. That's what it's telling me now.
Okay. Yeah. Put your password to unlock your computer, and then I'll let you know what you need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still waking up, so.
No problem.
I apologize to you, Pete, but I really feel
inadequate. Don't be apologize, sir. It is. I understand you are not technically savvy. I understand, but you are doing your best to just get with the security is done. Nothing to be worried about. I appreciate your patience, sir.
Well, I appreciate yours. I can assure you that. Okay. Now. What am I going to go to? You want me to go into something that has just come up?
No, you need to open the Google. Just simply open the Google, okay?
What, on my...
computer, on your computer.
Yeah. Hang on. It's still waking up a bit.
Okay, take your time.
Doesn't seem to be working. It's very slow. Oh, hang on. Here we go.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, right. What do you want me to Google?
Onto that Google, simply click on the search panel. Where you see the search panel, give a click on that.
Yes, okay.
Now, onto the search panel, simply type all in the lowercase at the very extreme top. Can you see the search engine? At the extreme top on the Google where you see http://something has been written, long narrow search panel.
Hang on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, what I've got here is it's come up Google, but it's got restore pages, Microsoft Edge closed unexpectedly now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So try to log into the Google one more time.
What am I going to put in there? What
yeah, what do you want yeah. I'm telling you. Now type over there, all in the lowercase. A for Australia.
Yep.
Then C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then again, A for Australia.
Yes.
Then R for Romeo.
Was it?
R for Romeo.
Yep, got it. Yep.
Then E for England.
Yes.
Then M for Mother.
M for?
Yeah. M for Mother. M for Mom.
Oh, yeah.
M for Mom.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Then E for England.
Yes.
Then put a dot, put a full stop.
Full stop now, do I?
Yeah, put a full stop.
Yes.
Now once you put a full stop, then after full stop, type C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then again C for Charlie.
Yes.
Now read the whole thing for me, what they have typed in there.
Okay. It's A, C, A, R, E, M, E, dot, C, C.
Yes, it's A, C, K, sorry, it's A, care, me, dot, C, C, correct?
You were breaking up then. What did you say?
It's A, care, me, dot, C, C. It's A, care, me, dot, C, C.
That's it, yes, I care.
Yeah, now search for it.
Now I search that, do I?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's welcome, join with a code.
Yeah. Now put the code, this is the security code. Put the code 152.
I'm sorry, mate, you're breaking up.
Yeah. Okay, the code will be 1, number 1.
Yes.
Then number 5.
Yes.
Then number 2.
Yes.
Then number 3.
Number
3.
3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then number 8.
Sorry, what was that? 8.
Yeah, 8.
8, okay.
Yeah, now click on the red arrow. Just next to that code, there will be a red arrow.
I'll just read that number to you again. 15238.
Correct. So this is the technology. Yeah. Now click on the red arrow.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Take your time.
Okay. Join session.
Now once you, yeah. Now once you click on the red arrow join session, now do not touch anything. Now look at the left hand side corner or right hand side top corner or left hand side bottom corner. Do you see something is getting downloading like support client or something like that, supportclient.exe? Do not scroll down the page. Don't try to touch anything. Just simply focus on the left hand very bottom corner on the screen or right hand very top on the screen. There will be
there's nothing there. Yeah, it's the all it's saying here is number 1 and number 2. Number 1 is your browser should download the app.
You are looking in the middle of the screen. I'm not telling you to look in the middle. Look in the right hand top corner.
Yeah.
A small file is getting downloaded. Can you see something like supportclient.exe?
No, there's nothing there about downloading anything.
It is not downloading anything?
No.
There will be 110% there will be a small file. You are not able to see in that, I guess. Try to look.
Hang on, there's a file, like a box here, but there's nothing in it. There's no writing. That belongs
okay.
to number 2. No,
where are you looking at?
Well, as I said before, the number 1 is your browser
No. You are looking in the middle. You are not understanding. You are just looking in the middle of the screen where you see the box. I'm telling you to look at the right-hand side, very top corner, extreme corner of the right-hand side.
Yes.
There will be any file has been downloaded. on the download or any arrow file, there will be something has been written, support client.exe.
No.
Okay. So simply do one thing from your keyboard. You need to just simply press the control, the CTRL button. Okay, focus onto your keyboard. Look onto your keyboard. At the left hand side, very bottom corner, do you see the CTRL button, control button?
Yes, I've got it. Yep.
And just you need to press that CTRL and the letter J, J for Jerry, both at the same time. CTRL and J.
Okay. I've got to put my phone down to do that. Hang on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, done
it.
Nothing's happened?
No. Yeah, try to press that CTRL and H. Any changes came up?
Control and J, was that right?
Yeah, Control and J.
No, nothing's happened.
Nothing's happening. All right. You can leave the computer as it is, and I'm just trying to check the security with the help of that mobile phone. So you just leave the computer as it is, okay?
Yes.
All right, you just simply unlock your mobile phone.
What?
Yeah. You put me on speaker onto your mobile phone. Can you hear me? Okay. Now, first of all, you need to listen to me. I need to just start the security for you. You need to just open the settings. Swipe your screen left side to right side one time. Focus on my instructions.
Well, this is on the phone, is it?
Yeah, leave the computer as it is. Connected to the server because I am providing you the code. And you need to use your mobile phone. Look at the left-hand side. Look at the bottom onto your mobile phone. Can you see something called settings at the very bottom?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay, nothing to be worried about. Don't be interested.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay.
What are we looking for? Settings.
Yes. First, you listen to me. Do not touch anything. I want to just simply explain you something. Look at the very top, just below the search. Do not touch anything. Okay. You need to listen to me just. Just below that search, can you see there will be a red AnyDesk application, something called AnyDesk? Do not touch it. Just left your Bendigo. Do you see a red AnyDesk application?
A red application. Look, and you asked the settings? Well, you asked the settings because I've got it here if you want me to press on.
No. First, you listen to me. That is the thing I'm repeating you thousands of times. First, you listen to me. Look at the very top on your mobile phone. Can you see? Just below the search, there will be on the third number something called AnyDesk. Can you see that?
It doesn't say anything. It just says it's a red marking with white
diamond
arrow.
Yes. Just that is that. And where you see that red icon with the white diamond just below that, it is already showing you the name of the application, AnyDesk. Can you see that?
No, I don't understand. Jesus, this is frustrating.
It is not frustrating. You need to understand this is not any rocket science. You can see the name has been written just below the icon. Just below that red icon, can you see the name has been written?
AnyDesk Bendigo Bank or something.
Yes. Can you see the AnyDesk?
Yes.
Yeah. Suppose we got disconnected and I told, no, listen to me first. Suppose somehow we got disconnected with the connection, we lost the connection, I'll tell you to open the AnyDesk, then you need to press that red AnyDesk application, okay? You understand? Yeah. Now, no, you did not need to press it right now. Once we got disconnected, I'll let you know, then you need to press it. Yeah, come out. No, no problem. No problem. Now, first of all, what you need to do, you need to open the settings. You see the settings at the bottom? Open it.
Settings at the bottom.
Yeah, open that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, once you open the settings, now scroll down the page. Scroll down, go to the bottom slowly, slowly. There will be an option called accessibility. Look for accessibility.
Accessibility?
Yeah, in the bottom. In the bottom, sir, in the bottom.
Yep, yep, hang on, get it there.
Take your time.
Accessibility, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Press now that.
Press that. Now, once you press that accessibility, scroll down, go to the bottom slowly, slowly. Now, can you see installed services? There are installed services.
Installed services.
Correct. Open that.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Okay, open that installed services. Open that installed services. Now, so do you see anything, something called any desk control service AD1?
लोग कुछ नहीं कराता भाई, क्या बोलते हैं ना लोग, करी जैसे किसी ने लॉक नहीं करा दिया था.
Okay. It is not telling you anything, any desk control service. No problem. Simply do one thing. Come out from the settings. Minimize the settings.
Okay.
Well, you need to go back to the previous page. Listen to me properly. Go back to the previous page.
Okay.
What?
Install services. That's where I am now.
All right. Give a click on the back arrow from the bottom. Press the back arrow.
Okay.
Again, press the back arrow. Press the back arrow means press the back arrow from the right hand bottom corner. Press it back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Now look just above the settings. Can you see Play Store? Just above the settings. It is showing you Play Store.
Yes, Play Store.
Click on that Play Store.
Okay.
Now once you click on the Play Store, do one thing. At the extreme top, can you see the magnifying glass? Right hand top corner, just above that, open. Can you see the magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on that magnifying glass. Now delete that. Whatever the things has been written, erase it. Now type in over here, any desk, A-N-Y.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Any desk.
Type over there, any desk. Then give a space.
Hang on.
Take your time. Give a space. Can you see any option? Any desk plugin? Click on any desk plugin. Yeah, click on that.
Yep.
Now click on the first option, any desk plugin AD1, which you can see in the very top.
Yep.
Click on that. Yeah. And there will be an option called install. Press it, install, and then the security will be started onto your network. Because you're facing some problem on the computer, it will be taking some time. Now, once it will be installed properly, and it is giving you an option called uninstall, just do let me know. Yeah.
It's still, you mean on the phone here?
Okay, I understand. It will be taking some time, no problem.
Yeah.
Once the security will be, it is done, I guess it's done.
It's come up and it says uninstall, yeah?
Yeah, that means it's done. Now, look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. Can you see just left to that arrow which you are pressing, there will be the square button. Just left to that arrow.
What was that first?
Press the back arrow. Press the back arrow. Close that page. Close that page.
They're right there at the bottom, you believe?
Yeah, right down at the bottom. Close that page.
It's on the right-hand side.
Yeah, right-hand bottom corner. Close that page, sir. Close that page. Yeah.
Okay. Press that. Okay.
Yeah. Press one or two times. Come out from that page. Press it one more time. Again, press that one more time.
Yeah.
Again, press it. Again, press it. Yeah. Again, press that.
Someone was at the door. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem, sir. Now again, press the back arrow. Again, press the back arrow.
Okay, then we go to the icons.
Yeah, now press the settings right now. Press the settings. Sorry. Now this time, scroll down the page, click on accessibility.
Click to what?
Accessibility, click on accessibility. Accessibility. Press on accessibility, sir.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, once you press accessibility, scroll down the page. Scroll it down. Click on installed services at the bottom. Installed services. Now look at the bottom. Can you see the service has been added? Any desk control service AD1. Give a click on that. Yeah, click on that and turn it on. Yeah. Turn that on. There will be a switch button here. Yeah, switch it on. And it will be asking you to allow or accept. Press on allow. Press on allow.
Yeah.
Now just one thing, press the home button. Press the home button. The square button at the very bottom.
Oh, right.
Okay, no problem. It will be coming up. Just give me a moment. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, you just simply do one thing. Now, I need to just start the security process onto your, the banking first. We need to remove the foreign IP address. You just simply log in to your banking, to your Bendigo from the mobile phone. And do not use the computer.
Sorry to butt in again, but honestly, I didn't understand a word of that. Could you repeat again, please?
Okay. The thing is that your computer is just connected to the security server, and we have started the security on the computer. So it will be just detecting all the IP address from where your information and your online activities has been getting compromised, okay? So as you're not able to using the computer, so we have started the security. Now what we need to do, with the help of that mobile phone, we need to upgrade the firewall security shield onto your online activities. So first we are just going ahead and just starting the security onto your Wendigo, right? So you just simply do one thing, log into your Wendigo.
What am I going to do?
You need to log into your bank, sir. You need to log into your bank so that I can start the security.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just bear with me for a minute.
I beg your pardon?
I'll just say bear with me for a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Takes a little while to come up.
Yes. Now, once you just simply logged in to your account, please do let me know.
Yes, I'm logged in.
Yeah. Now, the first thing, what we need to do, you need to listen to me very, very properly, all right? We need to just do something fictitious so that the peoples, or you can see them, the hackers, are the foreign IP addresses who are getting inside your banking accounts and try to stealing your information. We need to just simply active them from their shells, all right? And once they will active and try to see something is getting inside your account, they just try to identify what is happening. And at the same point of time, we will get their IP address and we will just able to catch them and got their IP locations. And that's how we can just help you to close each and everything. And you did not need to change your password, or you did not need to do anything, because password changing is not the permanent solution, because your identity has been misused. Do you understand?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So first, what we are going to do, we are just, for security reasons, for just security updates, we need to change the limits first, all right? So click on the more at the very bottom. Right-hand corner, mm-hmm. There will be a more option. Yeah, press on more. And click on settings. Press on settings.
On settings?
There will be three steps. We need to just simply do it very precisely so that we can just simply catch them. Now, once you press on settings, now scroll down the page. There will be an option called manage daily limits. Scroll down the page. At the very bottom, can you see any manage daily limits?
Yes, press that.
On that. Because you are an user of the mobile phone, I guess you can see your daily limit. I guess it will be 1,000 or it will be 2,000, right?
What was that?
I guess because you are an user, you're using the application from the mobile phone, so we just simply provide the minimum limit for 1,000 or 2,000. You can see your daily limit is showing you 1,000 or 2,000, yeah. So what we need to do, this is the same thing we need to do. Suppose we need to catch the hackers, or we need to just simply catch the big fishes. We need to throw a huge food. If we throw a small fishes to the large fish, what, they are not going to be attracted, all right? So once we just put a big fish into the water, the shark fishes will getting introduced, and they just try to eat those things. So that is the same thing. Once we change the security onto the limit, the hackers who are getting inside it, they will get to see that the limit has been changed, and they will just trying to check what is happening. Okay, so we need to just simply change the limit. Click on that pay anyone over there, any option called pay anyone.
So I've got to change my limits.
Yeah. For the timing. It is not for your daily limit. For the security, like for just 2 to 4 hours, once the security will be done, and we can just simply change it back to the same limit. Okay, once we got the IP addresses. So you just click on pay anyone.
Yeah.
Now once you click on that, now delete that limit. Delete that in the box where you see 1,000 or 2,000, delete it. Now what we need to do, we need to just simply set the limit to distract them just for a few hours. So we need to just make the limit for 30,000. Now type in over the limit, 30.
How much?
Type in over there, 30, I'll let you know.
$30.
No, 30,000, type in over there. The limit will be going to be changed for few hours due to the security so that we can active the system.
Wait a minute. I'm not putting $30,000 in there. No way in the world.
No. You need to understand.
I haven't got that money. That's all there is to it.
It is not about the money, sir. It is about the limit. It is not about the money. You need to understand that. Because to activating the SIL, the minimum limit will be asking for 25,000. Because you are using the Bendigo, that's fine.
It's not that. Yeah. My bank will ask me what's going on.
No. It is just for the security for the time being. And then it will be going to be changed one more time. Because we have already collaborated with the services. So it is not going anywhere or anything related to your phones. You need to understand that. Okay. So you just put it, I'll just showing you that. It is not related to any of your phones or anything. This is the limit just for the for a few hours, 2 to 4 hours, all right?
I've never heard it. Look, this is
I like you need to understand we are just upgrading the security. You are not sharing any details to anybody. All right. So don't be get confused. Click on the limit box.
I feel very uncomfortable about putting this sort of
like money. Why you feel uncomfortable? Just tell me what is the reason behind.
I'm talking to someone in America too. I don't know what's going on here. $30,000. I mean, you're not even going to get that, are you?
This is not your amount. You need to understand that. Do you understand what is the limit? Can you see at the very bottom? We have just given you the instructions. Note that the payment via Osco are capped at 30,000 at a day. You need to understand that. It is not your amount. Just try to understand the difference between the funds and the limit.
Yeah,
Honestly,
I feel very uncomfortable about this because I haven't got a lot of money, and if I feel as though I'm being compromised,
What about the money you are thinking about, sir? You are not sending the funds to anybody. This is the limit. This is the limit of your account. This is not the funds you are sending. You are not paying it anyone. You need to understand that. Sorry?
I don't know about this. I've got to talk to my bank about this.
Yes, I'll just simply show you. You just wait. You just do one thing. Like, do you have the token machine with you? Do you have the token machine with you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just go and get the token machine.
No, look, I'm sorry, I've never done anything like this before. I'm just trying to figure out why I should have something like
that. Okay, so what's the limit? You just want to upgrade to just enable the security. You just make the limit for 10,000. That will be good for you. I'm not understanding why you're just getting frustrated or getting anxious about that. You are not giving the funds to any random people. You need to understand that.
Why not 3,000? What's wrong with that?
Sir, you need to understand that. The 2,000, 3,000 is the limit is not introducing those people. That is the reason. To catch those hackers, we need to put a big trap. You are not sending the funds. Why you are not understanding? This is the limit.
No, I don't understand. And look, I've got to get some confirmation from other people about this. I just can't do that.
Okay. You did not need to do anything. You just simply be handy with the token machine.
What do you mean the token machine? I mean, what have I got to put the number of a token machine in there?
You did not need to put any numbers on the token machine. While we're just upgrading the security, it will be just providing you the code, the same code. Do you remember on the computer we have just giving you the security code, the 6-digit code?
Yes, you gave me some code. I can't remember now what it was.
Yeah, just be handy with the token machine.
Yes. But I have to put some money back in the... In my debit account.
What I'm not understanding?
Well, I have $2,000, which I usually only...
Let the server will check whether it will be just allowing or not. All right, let the server will check. So do you have the token machine with you?
Yeah, just a minute, I'm going to get it out of the bag.
Okay, yeah. Get the token machine.
Okay, now it's going back to a 2,000 limit. So
yeah, the server is trying to just check. The server is checking whether it will be allowing or not. Do you have the token machine with you?
Yes, just a moment. You want the number, do you?
No, you did not. You wait for a second. You need to just simply on that token machine. Is it on right now? Just tell me it's on.
Now, hang on a minute.
Yeah. Because it will be valid for 30 seconds. You see the
wait a minute, please. You've gone back. Can you go back to how much is on that daily limit?
We are just verifying it, whether it will be allowing you to just do those things or not. Do you have the key right now?
Yeah, but you've put down 30,000, have you, on the...
We are just looking whether it will be allowing you or not. If it will be not allowing, then we just reduce that token key, all right, and change the limit. Yeah. So can you see the code over there?
Look, I can't see on here how much money I'm supposed to be...
No, you are not sending any money. We need to just active the key first for securing those things. We need to active the key and then we need to just change those things.
Look, I don't understand why you want the token for. That's money. It's just, I just don't get it. What's the
have you taken
the 2,000 off?
No, the thing is that we need to check. We need to check it will be allowing us or not. You need to understand that.
Can you?
You are not sending it to anybody.
The amount is, please. The amount of dollars, please.
What is that amount?
I'm still waiting.
Don't we get confused? Yeah, don't we get confused? We are just trying to check what is happening. What you can see.
Okay, there's 2,000 limit, okay, on there now.
Yes, you can see the 2,000 limit. Now we need to check whether it is allowing us or not. All right, so just give me a moment. Now, are you handy with the token machine?
Yeah, I've got the token machine here.
Yeah, now check, it is providing you the code.
You've done it again. It's gone from 2,000 up to 20,000.
Yes, because we need to check the limit whether it will be introduced or not. You are not sending anything. Why are you getting confused again and again?
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Okay, just give me a moment. Thank you for getting connected. This is Alec Cooper. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is Alec Cooper. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I'm trying to explain to you that the gentleman I was talking to before wanted me to put $30,000 in a a daily account setting. Now, to me, I just don't understand why you want $30,000, because I don't have $30,000, personally. I usually have a $2,000 a day that I can take out, and that's what I'm happy with.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sanction $30,000 on that stream.
Okay, let me tell you why I have my manager, like my other colleague, have been asked you to increase the limit of 30,000. Because, as I said to you, like there was no a balance in your account of 30,000. Am I right?
You what? 30,000 what?
You said there is no limit of 30,000, right?
Yes.
And as well as you don't have the balance.
That's
exactly.
That's what I'm was put 30,000 on it. Now here at the moment, there's 20,000 on it.
So let me tell you why I'm telling you like this, okay? It is just because we need to distract all those hackers who have been become active on your internet connection, and with the help of that, they keep trying to misuse your each and every information, which means your IP address has been found in the Mountain View, California. So because of that, that means your all the information is right now sharing by those people. Those persons can be able to easily access your each and every information. So what we need to do right now, we need to stop them, we need to remove them, we need to distract them. Because it's not very easy to catch them red-handed, you know. So because of that, we need to make this trap so we can be able to simply reach up to those people directly, you know.
Yeah, look,
so that's why we are just going to limit the
Excuse me, you're breaking up and I just don't understand what you're saying. I think I should get you more information on this and then I'll give you a call back. I think that's the only way I can think of doing things. It seems a bit strange to me. But anyway, I'll have to call you back on this.
Okay. But if you're not going to change the limit right now, those people can be able to misuse your each and every information. You know, like whatever informations are present at the internet right now, that all informations can be able to easily accessible by those people. And as I told you, like there is no balance of 30,000 in your account, but we are just going to change the amount. It is just because we are just going to increase the limit of it. It is just because this is not just to distract all those people, you know. So because of that, only we are going to change it.
Mm.
So please just follow the instructions and please go ahead with that. Because this is the only way I can help you right now, okay?
No,
so please do the thing.
I'm going to get some more information if you don't mind, and then I'll call you back about it, okay?
Okay, what is the limit you can see right now? Can you please do let me know?
That's 20,000 on
it. 20,000. Do you have any option that says update?
Sorry?
Do you have any option that says update?
Yes.
Please just give a click on it. Now what do you see? It's asking for a security token, okay? Just give a click on the security token box. Click on that.
Yeah.
And now press the home button.
Press the what?
Okay, now can you please do let me know, sir? Like, can you see there is a machine provided by the bank for you? Like, you have received a token machine. Can you see that?
Yeah, I've got that.
Yes. Can you tell me what do you see in this security token machine? What do you see? Can you see there will be a 6-digit code?
That's right.
Please just enter that code in the box and click on submit.
No, I'm not. I told you before, I'm not going to put it in there with that amount of money in there.
Sir, you are not sharing this information to any other people, right? You are doing it on just by you, and you are the only person who could be able to see each and everything. And we are the person who are just going to guide you how to do all these things, okay? So we are guiding you over the telephone how to do it, but everything should be done by you only because your internet connection has been used by some other people. So we need to stop them right now, otherwise those people can be able to misuse your each and every information. Have you ever heard about something called identification theft? Have you ever heard about it?
No, listen, I think the only thing I can do is I'll have to talk to my bank about this, and then I can come back to you on it because I just don't feel comfortable about it at all. Okay?
But sir, if you're not going to do it right now, I could not be able to help you with anything.
Well, why not? I can't get into my bloody computer now anyway. Sir,
you are giving me the information, right? You are not providing me those numbers or those details. You are doing it
I will find out from my bank first whether to go ahead with that sort of thing or not.
Okay.
Sorry. Got to do it. Can you give me a number or whatever to ring you or what?
Yes, you could be able to ring us. I'm going to give you the number, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a moment. I'm going to give it to you. It's 0204.
Sorry, 0204.
Mm-hmm.
7 9 5 7 9 5
Exactly.
Okay. And that was what part of the number. I don't know. It's an American number, I suppose. Anyway. All right. Sorry, mate, but I can't do this without being. I don't feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
माजिद क्या बोल रहा पता है?
हम जानते हैं,
बोला कि
सीधा ऐसी बात बोला कि
मैं
कर दिया, कर दो, कर दो, कर दिया.